This is a heart mystery in two senses of the term. It's the heart of the gospel, and it's about the heart of Jesus. Now we're in cycle C, where the theme, as you just heard, is all about shepherd. But all of these readings, all of the songs, all of the prayers are to try to lead our hearts to know how much he loves us. That is what changes anybody, and nothing else will. I would really urge you today, take time and turn your heart and mind over to one thought. Just look at Jesus and ask him to show you how much he loves you. This is what frees us. This is why, you know, we have to preach today, but what do we say? God loves you. Well, that's true. But how do we get that reality to really penetrate us, you see? And that's why we have these readings. We have this prophecy in Ezekiel, you know. Starts off, I myself will look after and tend my sheep. That's fulfilled right here at this altar. I will look after them. I will feed them. I will guide them. How do we experience that except we beg the Holy Spirit to show us? This is what frees us from all our petty little sins and self-preoccupation, is to know that God Almighty loves us, that the Trinity love us, and that one of the Trinity has become man and died for us to redeem us and to win us over. But what does that mean, to be redeemed, to be won over? It means to know the love of God. And, you know, I was upstairs praying away, saying, Lord, how do we get this across? The lost I will seek out, the strayed I will bring back, the injured I will bind up, the sick I will heal. Anybody here qualify? See, that's what it's all about. And he's after us. Then we have this magnificent text in Romans. Then, of course, we have Psalm 23. But that's become so sentimental, nobody really, you know, the Lord is my shepherd. Does that mean you know what that means? I mean, he looks after you all day long. Then we have this letter. This is a great... I love this part of Romans. It was my final exam 100 years ago. I'll never forget, we went in for our exam and all the parts of Romans we had studied were written out on a card face down. And you come in and you pick up a card and that's it. And you have to discourse, I think for a half hour, with the professor about this text, the text. Well, this is the text I got. And I can still remember. And I loved the text, and so I was doing fine, you know. And the prof, the great Lyonnais, Stanislaus Lyonnais, the world's expert on Romans, was saying, Optime Pater, it was all in Latin, of course, in those days. Optime Pater, a very French accent. But how do we get this across to ourselves? We hear it all the time, and it gets to be, yeah, that's fine, you know? How do we let it penetrate us? You got to work at it. But, you know, if I said there's $1 million in a bucket hidden in the ground out there, anybody who wants it, go find it, you can have it. Would you take a teaspoon and go out and look around? No. This is much more worse, better than a teaspoon, than a, you know, bucket of money. See, for while we were still helpless, Christ died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Then he reflects on that. You know, With difficulty would one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person, one might find courage even to die. But God proves his love for us that when we were sinners, Christ died for us. When we were enemies, he died for us. How much more, now that we are justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? There's always these two, you see, we're justified. God works in us, and we believe, and we yield to this truth, and that places us in a whole other situation ontologically. That's what it means to be saved. Though that's the street preacher's word, it's a beautiful word, and they're great out there, but we were justified. We're made right with God. We look forward to being saved, when every bit of us will be transformed by divine life forever. Look at us. We're the ones that's going to be saved. It's, you know, every fiber of our being transformed by the Trinitarian life forever. You see, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more once reconciled? What we were reconciled? How were we reconciled? Well, I was good when I was three. No. Reconciled through the blood of Jesus Christ. Freely. Absolute gift. All you have to do to be saved is receive it. If I said to Betsy, look, I don't know why money's on my mind this morning, but see, here's $10,000, Betsy. What does she have to do? Has to receive it. But the money, she's got nothing to do with that. I gave her the money. All she did for salvation was receive God's love. And how hard is this for us to get? Well, it's very hard because we're so narrow-minded and shriveled up and selfish. Nobody can be like that. Be God, be infinite, be powerful, create the world, and care that much about us, to pursue us day by day till he finally gets us. Now, I got to watch the clock today because this is long mass, we got a credo and everything else. But I got to at least try to get this over. So we got the gospel, and we're going to go quickly now. So here's 99 of you, or whatever we are. And God leaves you to go find me. See you later. I got to go find it. One more. Isn't that what God himself, the Logos, is telling us? What man having 100 sheep and losing one will not leave the 99 in the desert and go find that one and take it on his shoulders and bring it back and be happy and call together his friends and neighbors? I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Wouldn't that be great? And we could be among the 99 if you like that. But then rejoice. Now we're 100. Every morning, Val plays for the sick, those who are addicted, those who are... And Jesus goes out looking for them. Every day. So I really, in the name of the Lord, urge you today, take some time. Say the rosary and meditate on all four, what do you call them, on the love of God. However you want to do it. But don't let this feast day go by like just another feast day. I'll tell you, we don't know where we'll be this time next year. And we don't know where the world will be this time next year. So let's cash in now for ourselves and for everybody else.